This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. India and Kuwait yesterday signed several bilateral agreements in the field of defence cooperation, cultural exchange and sports collaboration. The agreements were signed during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Kuwait. An important agreement was also signed for Kuwait's inclusion in the International Solar Alliance. During the talks, both sides agreed to elevate the bilateral ties to a strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal al-Ahmad al-Jabbar al-Sabah, to discuss cooperation in key sectors like pharmaceuticals, IT, fintech, infrastructure and security. The discussions also touched upon Kuwait's Vision 2035 initiatives and the recent successful hosting of the GCC summit. The Amir expressed interest in expanding India's role in Kuwait's development vision, while Modi extended an invitation for the Amir to visit India, ensuring continued high-level diplomatic engagement between the two nations. After concluding a historic and successful two-day visit to Kuwait, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi. Kuwait has bestowed its highest honour, the Order of Mubarak al-Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honour given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. The Order of Mubarak al-Kabir is a knighthood order of Kuwait. It is awarded to heads of state and foreign sovereigns and to members of foreign royal families as a sign of friendship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The Rozgar Mela was launched in October 2022 and 13 such melas have been organized at national level in 50 cities so far. Lakhs of appointment letters have been issued to youth in these melas, marking a step towards filling the vacant post in various government departments and ministries. The new recruits will join ministries and departments like Home Affairs, Post, Higher Education, Health and Family Welfare, Financial Services, among others. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation among youth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday laid the foundation stone of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Masurai Para in Dalai district of the state, Mr. Shah said the foundation of these several projects have shown the government's commitment towards the northeast region. Mr. Shah criticized the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Brew community. He said after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Brew community has taken its logical end. In women's cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 211 runs in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Vadodara yesterday. Chasing a formidable target of 315 runs, Caribbeans were bundled out for 103 runs in 26.2 overs. Renuka Thakur Singh was declared as player of the match. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad tomorrow. According to the IMD, dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night to early morning hours in Haryana, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Rajasthan and Manipur tomorrow. And that's the end of this news bulletin.